clarifying the history and doctrine in existence between biblical times and the fixing of canon. The scrolls were penned in the 2nd century BC and were in use at least until the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 AD. Similar scrolls to those found in Cave 4 within the 11 caves of Qumran were also found at the Masada stronghold, which fell in 73 AD. Fragments of every book of the Old Testament, except Esther, were found in the caves of Qumran, but so were many other books. Some of these books are considered to have been of equal importance and influence to the people of Qumran and to the writers and scholars of the time. Some of those studying the scrolls found in Qumran were the writers of the New Testament. Knowing this, one might ask which of the dozens of non-canonical books most influenced the writers of the New Testament. It is possible to ascertain the existence of certain influences within the Bible context by using the Bible itself. The Bible can direct us to other works in three ways. The work can be mentioned by name, as is the book of Jasher. The work can be quoted within the Bible text, as is the case with the book of Enoch. The existence of the work can be alluded to, as is the case of the missing letter from the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians.
Books mentioned in the Holy Bible.
In the case of those books named in the Bible, one can set a list as the titles are named. The list is lengthier than one might at first suspect. Most of these works have not been found. Some have been unearthed, but their authenticity is questioned. Others have been found, and the link between scripture and scroll is generally accepted. Following is a list of books mentioned in the Holy Bible. The Book of Jasher. There are two references to the book in the Old Testament. 2 Samuel 1:18. Also he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher. Joshua 10:13. Is it not written in the book of Jasher? And the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. There are several books which have come to us entitled Book of Jasher. One is an ethical treatise from the Middle Ages. It begins with a section on the mystery of the creation of the world. It is clearly unrelated to the biblical book of Jasher. Another was published in 1829, supposedly translated by Flaccus Albinus Alcuinus. It opens with the chapter 1, verse 1, reading, "While it was the beginning, darkness overspread the face of nature." It is now considered a fake. The third and most important is by Midrash, first translated into English in 1840. It opens with chapter 1, verse 1, reading, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and God created man in his own image." A comparison of Joshua 10:13 with Jasher 88:63-64 and 2 Samuel 1:18 with Jasher 56:9 makes it clear that this book of Jasher at least follows close enough with the Bible to be the book of Jasher mentioned in the Bible. Other books mentioned by name in the Bible are the Book of Wars of the Lord. Therefore, it is said in the Book of the Wars of the Lord, Numbers 21:14, the Annals of Jehu. Now, the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first to last, behold, they are written in the Annals of Jehu, the son of Hanani, which is recorded in the Book of the Kings of Israel, 2 Chronicles 20:34, the treatise of the Book of the Kings. As to his sons and the many oracles against him and the rebuilding of the house of God, behold, they are written in the treatise of the Book of the Kings. Then Amaziah, his son, became king in his place. 2 Chronicles 24:27. The Book of Records, Book of the Chronicles of Ahasuerus. Now when the plot was investigated and found to be so, they were both hanged on a gallows, and it was written in the Book of the Chronicles in the king's presence. During that